Hey, Coach. Coach said he was, you know, trying to keep everybody's focus, even though you're all a 5-0. How's that going? And what do you think you all can do to, you know, stay on top of things, even though you're 5-0?
Well, once we watched the tape, you know, we saw a lot of things that we can get better at. We saw a lot of plays that we left out there on the field. So I think that definitely motivates you to come to work with the right attitude, work hard in order to fix it. And I think you know, coaches did a good job of pointing it out and getting us right.
Hey, Coach was saying the run defense is something y'all want to step up. What's going on there, and how can y'all step that up?
I think we'll just get better every week at that. And, you know, I think we've been doing some good things on certain plays, but, you know, certain plays we hadn't been able to stop, and that's something that we want to do. So we just got to keep watching the tape and just focus on the run game for this week and know what we have to do. We know what type of back we have. He's an explosive back. Guy likes to get downhill pretty quick on you, make one cut, and he's a sprinter. So, you know, we have our hands full this week.
Was it positive that y'all stopped Cam? Yeah, Cam Newton had the big 86 yards. Then you stopped Robert Griffin to 7. Was that something positive?
I think you can definitely take that as a positive. But, you know, we definitely want to stop the running back as well.
Sean, tell me about McFadden and all the challenges involved in stopping him.
Well, he's a one-cut back. You know, he's fast. He has blazing speed. He's an explosive back. He's getting the ball. Everybody knows it. So, you know, we have to go out there and be physical.
One-cut back.
Well, he wants to get, just like last week, he wants to get you going over the top and cut it back and try to find a seam. And I think he does a good job of that. He had one against Pittsburgh that he took to the house, and I think that's you know, something we have to work on.
Dropping back into pass coverage, the Palmer can either be great or lousy.
If you let him sit back there and be comfortable, you know, he'll cut you up. So, you know, we have to make him uncomfortable in the pocket.
They throwing to him a lot too out of the backfield.
I am a fan.
Yeah.
Hey, he's touching the ball. Period. He's touching the ball. Period. I mean, he's the guy. He makes their offense go, and they have a lot of speed around him. So, you know, once you try to focus in too much on him, then they try to get you over the top with some of those fast guys like Hayward Bay. So, you know, we definitely have our hands full, but I think we have the guys for it.